but I can't think of her name now. But, and then as far as my paternal grandfather, I don't know who his parents were.
Do you have any idea where they were from?
Yeah, they were from Irwin County.
That's where they were born?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure of that because, well, most of the Hendersons in Irwin County are from Irwin County originally.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about the, you know, the ultimate origins of
Yeah. The Schultzes came down to Tennessee from Virginia, and they came over to Virginia around 1790, sometime in the 1790s. The McMahons, I don't know about. The Pools, I don't know about. The Smiths, I don't know about. The Hendersons, the original Henderson, Daniel, came down to Irwin County from North Carolina around 1820, 1830. Sometime in that period. The Rowans came down to Berrien County from North Carolina around the 1850s. Because, well, one reason that area of the state was settled late is that they thought it was all a malaria swamp. And, although Irwin County is very old, it was formed in 1818. And it originally stretched from the Ocmulgee River around Macon down to the Florida line. The particular area where it is now was thought to be malaria swamp.
What stock family? Is it English or?
It's English, Scotch-Irish. And there's some German blood floating around.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned what you were talking about, the house that you live in now, what would you call the best room in the house where you might entertain company?
The playroom with the living room, one of the
living.
It depends on if it's more formal entertaining, then it would be in the living room. If it's more casual type in the playroom, and usually what happens is that we start out in the living room and everyone gravitates down toward the playroom.
Yeah.
And sometimes we just start out in the playroom.
Yeah.
It all depends.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the living room called anything else besides that?
Well, it used to be called
the bar.
Many, many years ago.
Yeah.
The front room.
What sort of person would be likely to call it the parlor or the front room?
A much older person. My grandparents' generation.
Yeah. You ever heard it called the sitting room?
Oh yeah, I've heard it called the sitting room.
Yeah. That would be something, again, that an older person would be likely to call it. Yeah. Is this house that you're living in now one of these high-ceilinged affairs?
No. It was built in the 1950s,
mm-hmm.
and then we remodeled it around 1970.
Mm-hmm.
So it has lowered ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
It has low ceilings, not low ceilings, standard height ceilings.
About how high would you say that is, roughly?
They're 8 feet. And the playroom has an arched ceiling with beams,
mm-hmm.
but that's just for decoration.
Mm-hmm. I see. And you mentioned you had a fireplace in this house.
Yes.
What is that like?
It's raised hearth. It's 3 flues. It's just a standard fireplace.
3 flues?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, flue is what carries the smoke up from the fireplace from where you have your fire up out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And in older fireplaces,